Good morning, good evening, good afternoon from wherever in the world you may be watching. It's the Arsenal versus Manchester United pre-game show right here on the Highbury Squad. Boom! You are hilarious, and I hope we're popping bottles.
I forgot about your intro thing. We almost lost the money shot to the intro.
You did it perfectly. I didn't even know he was going to do that, by the way. Joining me for the pregame show today is Mr. Mike from the Gooners podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Soph. Thanks for having me. When you have so many good shows in a row, you got to take a break. Put your normal guys on the bench like soccer, precautionary wrap up like Saka, and then bring in the youth team.
Listen, I'm playing you with an injury today. I'm taking the risk. Okay.
what's it going to matter to you if I exacerbate it? So, you know.
Exactly. Well, listen, Mike, this is a massive game for us. Good evening to everyone who, hello to everyone. Good. Look at me. It's morning time here. I haven't even had a Bloody Mary yet. Thank you.
You told me you were going to start with mimosas at 7 a.m. and it's almost 9 a.m.
I know. I'm moving slowly. Maybe halftime I can do that. Yes, more shows. Come on, you Gunners. Up the Arsenal. Hello, Arsenal, Los Angeles, locally over here. Looking forward to this, which is unusual. Maybe Rich hasn't seen the team lineup. I say that loosely and we'll get to that. Good afternoon.
Best chat on Arsenal podcast, by the way, this one.
Oh, thank you. We've got some really good listeners. Look at this. Two beautiful people. I like that. I could live with that.
He's actually got this pod up, but he's watching a different pod, and he got the wrong he did the wrong one because there's only one beautiful person on this one.
Matty K saying, yo, Mr. Mike. I like calling you Mr. Mike. This might be a thing.
I'll take it. It's a heck of a lot better than Feinberg. I mean, like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Well, because the fine in the Berg is pretty cool, let's be honest.
You're the first person that's ever thought that, but that's okay.
Well, you know, I'm here for that. Let's start with Ostuman74. Hi, Osti, how you doing? Good day, Sophie. I feel we're in trouble with that. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. When we were just about to come on air, Mike sent me the team sheet because I was getting ready with some bits and bobs, and he told me that there's no Saka and there's no Tierney. And last time we had no Tierney, but we did have Saka. My heart sank. I'm not going to lie. It really did. So let's just get to it, Mike. Here's the team news. We've got Leno, Bellerin, Holding, David Luiz, Cedric, Partey, Xhaka, Pepe, Smith-Rowe, Martinelli, Lacazette. Your thoughts. Your heart didn't sink as much, and you're saying you're still here for this.
I'm still here for this, but, because I'm proper Arsenal self. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Those are two words that I hate being put together. But I mean, look, I've been talking about how much I wanted. I mean, we have not yet seen an 11 that includes Tierney, Partey, Gabriel, Martinelli, Smith Rowe, Saka, and there's one more, I think, that, I mean, just all together at the same time. We've never seen them play together.
Say Martinelli, Saka, Smith Rowe, Tierney. Yeah. Pepe, even Pepe, you could add him into the mix because he's never really played with too much speed, has he? So go on, Mike.
And Lacazette to kind of hold it down. We've never seen that. And I'm thinking, you know, everybody's kind of recovering. Gabriel's getting stronger after COVID. Tierney might be fit. We might actually see it this game. And I think we got, two of those guys starting instead of six. So it's not the lineup I wanted to see, but I'm excited about Martinelli coming in. At the expense of Saka is devastating, but you can't play Saka 180 minutes a week. And this isn't just precaution. He's on the bench. Maybe he might play 20 minutes. He's presumably got a sore hip. And unlike most of the injuries that Arsenal claim that their players have when they're not in the lineup, this one smacks of some reality here. So, I'd much have preferred him miss last Tuesday's game or this Tuesday's game or next Saturday's game if he had to miss a game. But, you know, they know better than we do what's going on behind the scenes with his injury. And if he had a 60% Saka playing instead of 100% Martinelli, you know, normally 60% of Saka is fine, but I don't want him to get run down. And Martinelli has some qualities to his game with regards to, to his power and to his pressing ability. That, you know, who knows, he could force United into a mistake. He's going to be slotted up against Luke Shaw, Mm-hmm. You know, that could be an early goal in there that Martinelli pretty much creates out of nothing. So I'm here for it. I'm just a little wind out of my sails. But
I know, me too. I think it's the Saka thing. I'm not worried about Cedric at all. I'm a bit worried about David Luiz facing Cavani.
I don't love that at all.
But James makes a good
former
point.
Former teammates, he might just let him in.
He might just elbow him. Why not? No, we don't want red cards. We'll do our bold predictions later. Huge game for Martinelli and Pepe. Hoping Cedric has a big game as well. Like that Arteta hasn't relied on Willian. This is a huge deal, isn't it? This is a massive deal that Arteta, I think, if he had started Willian in this game, the world would have imploded in the Arsenal universe. But this is a really good point. Pepe could become a cult hero in this one game. We could forgive everything.
He's got the opportunity,
and you're right about Martinelli. And yes, Ryan, Martinelli is still a threat. And then someone, Tony rates, I think we all do, you know, listen, he's won the Euros with Portugal. He played multiple games at Southampton. He's a baller. He came to us injured, you guys. We have to have a little bit of patience sometimes with players. And I think, you know, oh, this might be.
Ryan, I hate you for saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, it absolutely does. With the threats that they have up front, David Luiz is going to lunge in. So we're going to have to score goals today. Let's just put it that way. And we're going to have to score them early before the red card. A lot of people if I can double back to Martinelli for a second, a lot of people were, this is what happens when two hosts are on together.
I know, we ask each other questions. I love it. It's a hot mess.
When a lot of people this week were basically debating what they thought was a Martinelli or Pepe decision, you know, mm-hmm. one or the other, because we knew Aubameyang wouldn't be able to be at the game. And I saw a tremendous amount of people saying Pepe, like this is not the time to sit Pepe back down for four more games. You know, and I agree with it. I'm not ready to crown Pepe as, you know, having come good. You know, you could do worse than letting him try to, you know, let him try to build off his performance on the left side. And, you know, so it isn't Martinelli that he's coming in for. It's technically Saka. But it is what it is, as someone once said.
Look, credit to him. He played well the last game. Now's the chance for him to build and build and build on this confidence and this performance. And Arteta clearly has put his arm around him and said, just go out and play. So let's hope that he shines and he's fearless today. Because I do think
If he can't get it up for this game and
he can't get it up for anything.
Exactly.
Hello, Sailor. Right. So PG is going to be on the post-game show, and I asked her to send a little wee voice note for everyone once we had the team news announced. So here's Amanda's take.
Hey, everyone watching the Highbury squad. Hi, Soph. Hi, Mike. Good shubbers, darling. Anyway, the team's out, and disappointed not to see Saka or Tierney, but I understand. Probably got some knocks or niggles. Still think we've got enough to get the 2-2, as I said, maybe even win it. I just don't think we'll lose today. Hopefully that's not famous last words. Anyway, enjoy the pre-game show. I will be on post-game regardless of the score. As I said, I'm still sticking with my 2-0. Nice. But my bold prediction is that Udegaard will come off the bench and set up Lacazette for a goal.
I like that.
Enjoy the show. Bye, everyone. Always Arsenal.
I spammed your chat last night with Shabbat related things that I wanted you to read on that podcast last night. None of them got through, but Amanda, by the way, I've got one half of the famous duo right here. I've got the Prosecco.
Good.
The bananas are missing, but
I love that. And it's similarly because I wrote to PG this morning and said, look, I'm going to do this bold prediction thing because I had you on. So it's a little bit American inspired through the NFL. Love Michael Irvin and Rich Eisen when they do that. Tom Brady's going to throw 6 touchdowns in this game. Are you crazy?
That's really not a bold prediction, though. I mean, that's kind of lame for a bold prediction. He does that half the time anyway.
Maybe I should have said
Tom Brady's only 4 years younger than me, by the way. And that, I mean, Methuselah is only 3 years younger than me. So,
yeah. Nadine is drinking a bottle of wine right now. I think we'll need it after looking at that lineup. Okay. You know what? My heart sank when I heard about Saka. That's where my heart sank. But when you actually sit and look at this, guys, let's go.
She
back
was very negative. She's like, all right, well, it's going to be positive, negative here. Are you starting to get some of the fever a little bit?
Yeah, because you know how much, you know, we all love Saka and we never want to see him hurt or injured. We want him playing in big games like this because he's a game changer. But when you look at it, guys, look, Bellerin holding David Luiz, Cedric. Now, David Luiz is my concern here with Cavani. That is the big thing. And holding, we know, plays with a more football brain, even if they have less pace, that they positionally even put holding in positions to succeed just because of the way they cover the ground at the back. We've got Partey and Xhaka in midfield. Critical, crucial that Partey was fit and ready to play this game. We all knew that Arteta was managing him really, really well. You've got Smith Rowe, and we've been craving Martinelli to start a match. So how cool is it that even though Saka's injured, Martinelli can come in, right? Yeah. So I think when you look at it on paper like that, Mike, and you see the team, Manchester United aren't exactly the Manchester United that they used to be. It's not like the wounded animal is coming in to batter us, but Cavani, Rashford, Fernandes, Pogba. I mean, it's not chicken mince, is it? These are really good players that on their day could beat us. Their away form is the thing to be concerned about. But in the league lately, we've been doing a lot better than them.
Their home form is pretty bad too. They've lost one out of their last one matches at home.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's get some of these comments in. FIFA Boy Darren thinks Smith Rowe's going to score.
FIFA Boy Darren, I have an announcement for you a little bit later in the pod that you're going to like.
Okay, cool. I've actually transformed Nadine's perspective. Okay, you've made me feel better, Sophie. That's really, really good. I like that.
She switched back to water from wine. Yeah. You've changed her life pathway from passing out today to being able to watch it.
Dusty Dwyer says, no fear, Martinelli's going to boss the game. Post-game show will be therapy either way. That'll be good because then Amanda will be happy too. Jelly Donut, if all Arsenal fans all Arsenal fans were to massively short Man United stocks. Very topical, very clever, Jelly Donut.
Yeah, because no one in Manchester is able to figure out how to get on to, other than Kev, of course, is able to figure out how to get onto a bulletin board and Robin Hood and ruin it. So
look at this. You have an edge comment right here from Matty K. You know, love it.
I'll take it. I think he just wanted to get that champagne bottle emoji on there, but
just being eating spag bol. I like that. Okay, so Mike, let's talk about your bold prediction. Okay. Now, actually, before we get to that, I want to ask you this. Here's where I think we can win the game. All right. As bad as David Luiz can be at the back, Harry Maguire can be an absolute disaster too. And he and David De Gea don't really have that kind of innate, you know, captain, goalkeeper, backline communication. I say we also take shots at David De Gea and test him. His confidence is shot, forgive the pun, but he's not been the same goalkeeper, has he? Mistakes.
Has he generally been their first choice? I thought they were pretty much switching back and forth between who
in
is
the
it?
Premier League, he is.
Henderson,
yeah. But in the Premier League, he's been their first choice. But that game against Sheffield United, they had a horror show at the back. Do you agree that with our pace going forward and our speed, as much as they have going forward too, and they can break really quickly, that we should troubleshoot and, you know, go for it, knowing that even Luke Shaw is prone to mistakes and also Maguire and David De Gea as well?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the alternative to that is to just park the bus and try for a draw, which you don't want to do against this. I mean, the key to this game, and this is not a bold prediction because it's pretty, it kind of writes itself, is, you know, the first 20 minutes of this game, we've been kind of doing a boxing thing where we just kind of dance for the first 45 to 50 minutes. And then we, you know, sometimes with our substitutions, then we go in for the kill. And our second halves have been much stronger than our first halves in during this winning streak. But we got to jump on them right away because, like you said, Luiz got a mistake or two in him. And I'd rather that mistake happen when we're up by two than when we're level or down by one. We got to pepper them. And the key to that is going to be getting the ball in positions that are not just overly speculative. So Emile Smith Rowe, to me, is going to be the key to this game. It's not Martinelli. It's not Pepe. It's not Luiz. It's whether Smith Rowe can and Partey can get balls in that are going to test the back four. Instead, you know, we went through such a stretch of games where it was just so predictable. The only shots we were getting were curled shots from Aubameyang from outside the box and speculative efforts and, you know, free kicks and that sort of thing. And you know, if we can keep possession and actually make something of it in the final third, I agree with you 100%. We've got to go at them. And I don't think it takes a genius to come up with that strategy, but it's going to be ever so important today.
Yeah.
Because we have to jump on them and jump on them early.
Totally. And that's what James is saying. David Luiz was man of the match last. Oh, no, wait. Someone said I put the wrong one up. But this is true, too. He was man of the match. He can raise his game in big games. And I'm not being funny. The Manchester United player that has kind of been our nemesis, if you like, in the league and FA Cup the last few times we've played is Jesse Lingard, and he's not here. He's now a hammer. And so, you know.
Oh, is he? I completely missed that.
Yeah. Remember the moonwalk celebration? And then Leno was like, we're not having that. And then
I hate Lingard. I just didn't realize he had moved to West Ham.
Yeah, he's gone on loan to the Hammers. But someone also said, and I'm trying to find it right now, Mike, we've got to go 1-0 up. Because United really struggle when they've had that tendency, especially at home, to go 1-0 down, and they really struggle to find their groove after they go a goal down. So the first goal in this match is so fundamentally important, and I feel like it's a goal that we're going to have to get. So that is that's a really important fact, you know. I also feel like we've got to keep it tight for the first 10 minutes. I mean, in every game you have to, and it sounds like a cliche, but against this team, you don't want to give them that bravado and that energy where they get a goal and they get that belief and then they feel like, wow, you know.
We come out very cautious, but I don't mind that because if we just go out there, we're not good enough yet, as we may have been 10, 15 years ago, to just go out there and play end-to-end football, you know, just wild, you know, open play, because we will concede in those situations. We could also score, but so, you know, it's that rope-a-dope situation, and especially against a team like United, we got to make sure that the confidence builds, the possession builds, and then start going for it a little bit.
Yeah, it was Steve. Thanks, Steve, for reposting it for me. Yeah, absolutely. We missed you too. We only saw you last night, Tawana, but you know what? You're right. It has
been
too
long. That's way too long to not have some soap.
Yeah. This one's funny. I put it up earlier, but Harry Maguire is a fridge. He's just a big fridge. Get Pepe or Martinelli on him turning and making moves, he'll crumble. Completely agree. This is the key to the game right here. But the key to the game is also in midfield, don't you think, Mike? And the big difference is Thomas Partey. We've seen him, even if he plays for like 60 minutes, or is on the film, the effect that he has on this team and the elevation that he's given to Xhaka's game as well. Kevin Campbell was absolutely floored the other day. I'm not sure if you saw the show where mine was blown, where Xhaka was passing it forward and forward instead of sideways and backwards. This is a big deal for us having this guy in this game, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's almost like having 1.5 players on the pitch for the price of one, because he makes whoever's next to him, assuming that it's not Elneny, he makes Xhaka better. And, you know, I don't cringe I want him out of the club. I'm going to be consistent in saying that. And that's for more off the pitch reasons than on the pitch reasons. But, you know, when Xhaka's next to Partey, it tends to work.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Partey being there is huge. I mean, I would say more than anybody else, I know I said the key to this game is ML Smith Rowe, but I mean that from a creative, you know, from an offensive standpoint. Partey's not in this game. I don't think we have a chance. Partey's in this game. I actually think we've got a good chance. Although I did predict the 2-2, the same thing that the PG did. But
all right,
is a massive player, and he's just got to stay fit for a stretch of games for us.
He really does. He's become so important. You're listening to the Highbury Squad. It's the pre-game show, Arsenal versus Manchester United. I still salivate over this game. I know over the years it hasn't been the same because we're both in an evolution, losing two legendary managers, Sir Alex Ferguson for Man United, Arsene Wenger, of course, for the Arsenal. We've seen Manchester United struggle trying to replace Sir Alex Ferguson for how many seasons now? They've gone through 4 or 5 managers. You know, we're on that journey too. Hopefully this is the manager that's going to stick. But it's not easy changing and evolving from that. Mike, you're one of the more patient fans, I think, who wants to see Arteta succeed and give him a chance. This time last year, United were in the same position as us, languishing in the bottom half of the table, absolutely no hope, fans screaming for Ole to be fired. And then before you know it, at the end of the season, they climb the table, they're in top four, they finish third, they get Champions League football, and now they're challenging for the Premier League. I think the difference is the money and what they've been able to invest. I think
One player changed that for them last year.
And that's why I think Thomas Partey, in a different way to Fernandes, is that play that can change it for us. Agree that patience is definitely a virtue.
Yeah, I mean, I came pretty close to the edge leading up to the festive period with Arteta, and it was mostly just based on the continual starting of Willian and Luis, who I thought was, you know, and may still be a bit of a disturbing influence in the dressing room, although I'm backing off on that conspiracy theory quite a bit. The decision-making just seemed to, you know, constantly using the guys that should have been playing in the Premier League and the Europa League instead of vice versa just was getting to me a little bit. But whether forced on him or not, by injuries, by COVID, by just circumstances, starting with that Chelsea game, I don't think he's done a tremendous amount wrong. And I'd love to see him succeed. I'd love to see him have a chance to further, you know, as manager and as a partner to Edu. I'd like to see him, you know, put his stamp on this squad more than he has in just the one real transfer window opportunity that he's had. So I'm patient mostly because what else am I going to do? I mean, like, I can't change what's happening just by being mad. So, like, right. You know, it's that kind of deal. It's for my own sanity.
Like every great manager, and I say this a lot on the show, he has to build the team in his image. You know, good managers build a team in their image. You saw that right away with Klopp. He instilled his own characteristics, his personality on the team. Pep Guardiola does the same. Antonio Conte did that when he went to Chelsea as well. And it's important that Arteta is able to do that. You're listening to the Highbury Squad. We do have a new sponsor on the show. It's Football Prizes. Go to footballprizes.co.uk. You have the opportunity to win legendary memorabilia from Arsenal Football Club. It's all legit. They're a superb brand. We've partnered up with them. We believe in what they're doing. We'll also get a free ticket to give away where our listeners can win, put their hat in the ring to win something. This week for Friday, they're doing a draw on the 1971 double winners, an underestimated team a lot in Arsenal history, Mike, but we're really
Charlie
proud.
George.
Yeah, really proud to be partnering with them. It takes a couple bucks to be able to do it, but as I said, they'll also be giving us a free ticket where we get to put one of our listeners into the draw as well. So go to footballprizes.co.uk. Mike, I want to get some of these questions to you before we go off air. Give everyone a chance to pee before the game. Very important. Just Being wants to know from us: do we do the same press like we did in the first match? And can our midfield shut their counter if we do? We were superb at Old Trafford. Remember how excited everybody got after that? Kevin did a Kevin Says segment saying, this is a snapshot of what we could look like under Arteta in the
Even though essentially it was a nil-nil from open play. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the best games we played. Like a couple of seasons ago, I think our best game, which I was lucky to be at, was the 1-1 at home against Liverpool. It doesn't, you know, it's more about the performance than the end result, because the end result can be decided by a random penalty call, by an own goal, as we saw in our loss in the FA Cup. I mean, those results don't always tell the whole story. But that Manchester United game was great, and then it just wasn't followed up, because I think we went back to the same dead weight that we needed to get out of there. So I think he's learned now from that. And that's the thing about Arteta, is he is inexperienced, so he is going to make mistakes. And can we afford to have those, you know, not over the course of a full season? But I think he's learning from his mistakes, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Boy has a good one here. Good evening, Johnny Boy. Hello. Thank you so much for also telling everyone to smash up the likes. We don't usually like asking for that, but if you do dig us, hit the like button. If you don't, that's cool.
I don't even really know what it does. Like I always forget to ask, because I'm like, you know.
I know. I get stuck in the dialogue.
we could make $0 or $0. So, yeah, I mean, like, we don't make whether any you like money. Us or not, I mean, it exactly. makes me feel nice. But, okay. So, yeah, Johnny.
Johnny, Bellerin has been static defending and looks alarmingly exposed at times. Should I worry? I think this is another concern, Mike. What are your thoughts?
I think you should worry.
I mean, would you have played Maitland-Niles in this game? Maybe not, because he's not been on form and he hasn't been given the choices, but he's been good when he's come in and he's deputized for Bellerin. Your thoughts on this one? I'm a little bit concerned.
I am. I mean, I think Bellerin's someone who over the summer we really need to consider selling, although he's Arteta's son. So, I mean, he's basically twins, so I don't see it happening. But he's the guy where he's a stock that you can see falling pretty quickly in the future, but it hasn't quite happened yet. And, you know, you don't want to be holding the bag when it happens. You don't want to be holding GameStop in the next, couple of days when it comes crashing down. And that's kind of the way I feel about Bellerin. While he has his moments, I think he's probably 60-40 to being past it a little bit. And, you know, injury related, I understand, over the long term. But again, big game player, though. Loves playing against Chelsea. Hopefully it'll be the same against United. And he's what we got today. So,
all right. I got another one for you, Mike. Petru, what a fantastic name. That's my mum calling. Hold on one second. I never decline my mum, but I am on air. She'll understand, okay? She's probably calling to say, oh, I hope Arsenal win.
God damn it. Now she's calling me.
Do you know who
Where
my
mum is? Sophie?
If I told everyone who my mum supports, they wouldn't even believe it, honestly.
Olympiacos.
No, Stoke.
Spurs. Oh, Stoke. Okay.
I don't know what's worse.
Because of Tyrese?
No, it was because of Gordon Banks back in the day. You know, she was a massive Gordon Banks fan and obviously played for England. And even though we're Greek growing up, they've been in London since the 50s. And my mum ended up supporting. So my mum supports Stoke. My dad supports Man United. My sister, United. My brother, Tottenham. And I'm an Arsenal fan. Go figure. What an effed up family we are. Anyway, moving on. Petru, Martinelli's an awesome player. But in your opinion, will we replace Saka's creativity? I think Martinelli's just as creative as Saka in different ways, Mike. Your thoughts?
Yeah, in different ways. I mean, I don't think anyone can replace Saka's creativity. I mean, I forget whether it was your pod or another one where someone was asked who they would trade Saka for in the Premier League. Oh, I think it was Craig's pod. But they were like, I wouldn't trade him for De Bruyne right now from a long term perspective, like because of his age and ability. You can't replace Saka, but Martinelli poses something different. I mean, he's so physically imposing and yet quick. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, Luke Shaw is going to have problems with him today. I think that's going to be our key. As much as Luiz might have problems with the attack from Manchester United, as you said earlier, if Martinelli's up to speed, if he can play at the pace that he normally does, where, you know, he might press and run around almost as crazy as Elneny does, with his pace and work rate.
Yeah,
he'll be a problem. I like it, and I don't think, as the last chat just said, I don't think he's left out Saka. I actually believe.
He's doing the right thing. Look, we complain sometimes, but sometimes you just got to do the right thing. Okay, we've got just a few minutes left here. We've got Mike from the Gooners podcast. If you do not follow them, you should. Fun podcast. They do a little bit of different stuff, a little bit like we do. Sometimes we expand the universe beyond just post-game and game day shows. Today's a big one, and, you know, it's fun to have Mike on. And I infuse this just especially for you, Mike, because you're a lot of fun to talk football with. And at the end of the day, it's football. I know it's Man United. We're all a bit nervous. So the way I tackle nerves is to try and have a little bit of fun. We're going to do our predictions. PG said 2-2. I think Casey on the show last night said 2-1. I'll have to correct myself if that's wrong. I said 3-1. But the bold prediction segment that we do, and everyone in chat get involved too, it's a little bit outside the box. For example, I was joking saying hopefully a black cat would run into the penalty box, deflect off Harry Maguire, and it goes in.
Do you remember when the balloon was on the pitch?
Yeah. The balloon is great. my bold prediction is that maybe Odegaard comes on and gets a brace and has one of those amazing instant cult hero
hopefully it won't be a knee brace.
So, yeah, no, hopefully it won't be a knee brace. It will be a goal brace. There it goes. There's the bell. So that's my bold prediction, is that he'll come on and he'll score two. And I think Amanda said that he'll come on and score. So what's your bold prediction for today? And everyone in chat, what is your bold prediction?
A substitute getting a brace is bold AF. I must give that to you. I have a different goal scoring prediction. First of all, I think the game will be 2-2. I will say that I've been saying that all week. But my bold prediction is a rare goal from a certain youngster with a receding hairline named Rob Holding. Today, Rob Holding scores. Go to Coral. Go to William Hill. Wear a mask. Don't burp on a podcast because you're having champagne. And put all your GameStop money on Rob Holding scoring a goal today. Okay. Because it's going to happen. I have a second bold prediction, which is less bold. This is for FIFA boy Darren, by the way. I predict that Lee Dixon, who's calling the game here in the United States for NBC Sports, will have so much fun doing this game that he will decide to join us on Tuesday after the Wolves game to do a game recap on the Gooners podcast at 8 p.m. on UK time, 3 p.m. US Eastern time. So
that's a good one. I like that.
We don't want to eat into your and that one will come true. So we don't want to eat into your post game show. But for once, we don't do a post game show. If you can watch us on Tuesday, we'll have Lee on to chat about the game. So.
Okay. And this is where you can follow Mike too and the show at the Gooners Pod. Okay, real quick, we'll rattle through these. Mr. Waffles, bold prediction is that Luis scores a free kick. I like that. I'll take that as well. This one's pretty good. Woo-hoo-hoo! Come on now.
So Odegaard's going to get a brace. Willian's going to get a hat trick all after the 80th minute.
I mean,
so,
look, it's all happening right now. Nadine says 1-0. Bold prediction, Luis to score a free kick. Another one. Andrew, love this pre-match podcast. We love you too, Andrew. And by the way, I mean,
guy has it in his name. How can you not love a guy named Andrew Love?
Steve says Odegaard will come on and United wouldn't know how to handle him. I like that too. They haven't really seen him play. 2-1, Jamie's a little bit worried. That's okay, Jamie. Hopefully we'll alleviate those worries for you. And in the post-game show, we'll tell you that you were wrong. That would be good. Matty says 3-1. Sid says, can't wait. Interesting game. I know. It feels like that. It feels like it could be a high-scoring game too.
I think Nadine's back on the wine again.
Yeah, I think Nadine is. So Ryan says Holding header. That would be great.
It'll be off a corner kick if it happens, but I'm not going to go that crazy to be that specific.
Yeah, and then very funny Jelly Donut. Now that's bald.
This is what's under the hat, ladies and gentlemen. Just
bold prediction, Cedric scores from outside the box. Dave says 3-1. Let's see, Keith, Cedric the first goal, Arsenal to win 3-1. I like it. Divian says, Willian 2 goals, 6 assists, we went 8-2. Bold enough. You're crazy, but I love it.
It's 2-0 United in the 85th minute when they bring Willian on.
I love it. Rob Holding. Is that an own goal? Oh, come on. The overlord of procrastination. 3 big players out, a relatively weak bench. It doesn't look good. 3-0 to the Arsenal. Well, you're still being positive. I like that.
He was going to go 6-0 until he saw the lineup. Now it's 3-0.
2-1 here. Let's not get cocky, guys. We're not getting cocky. We're just having fun. It's punny. Okay. Listen, if you can't have fun talking football, then you're not living. Are you? Right.
Either that or you're a West Brom fan.
All right, Mike. So you're saying 2-2. You're going the same as PG. We're 12 minutes before the kickoff. I like this one. I can see Luis letting – oh, no. I don't like that one. Strike that. How do we remove that from the chat? No. Listen,
there is a boot function, a block function.
This is what I love about the pods. Everyone is honest and forthright. And look, it's not going to be easy. I like this one too. He gets his first assist to ESR. At the end of the day, come on, you Gunners. That's all that matters.
How together will this team be if we do them today?
Oh, it would be massive. This is
if
a
we
huge
just do them today. We're on. I mean, we're on it. If that happens, I pray for that. I mean, if it doesn't happen today. You know, we've shown now that we can kind of come back from a disappointing result, the Palace game, I think it was. But if we can win this one, man, I'm going to be on a rampage.
Mike, let me tell you something. Everton lose, Villa lose one of their 3 games in hand. Spurs lost earlier this week. We're only 3 points behind them.
Treble. This is we win the treble.
So, listen, we can definitely – this is an important game. We've got to win it at the end of the day. We are going to be back at the end of the game for our post-game show. Amanda will be back too. Are you coming back for the post-game, or are you're doing some family thing, right?
I'm going to do some family stuff. Okay. I'll probably be too hammered for you to want me to be on your post-game show anyway. Probably. If we don't win, I wouldn't show up anyway. So I won't hold that over your head. You go on without me. I love that you had me on before the game. I appreciate it. Always love chatting with you on and off air.
You get the honors to tell everyone. You know what to say, Mike. Come on. What's your closing statement?
I'm not going to do it yet. Just remember, watch us on Tuesday night, Lee Dixon special. We'll probably make some weird jokes that Lee won't laugh at, but that's kind of part of the fun of it. So are we closing this up?
Yeah, we've had Lee on before. He's amazing. He's always a good chat.
He's fantastic.
He's one of the good lads. And he celebrated his signing the other day. I mean, it's amazing. He's like, the third, fourth highest appearance Gooner of all time. So
if for no other reason, tune in to see what scarf he's wearing, because he loves himself a scarf.
If all the classy folks do, don't they?
That's true. He's very posh.
Steve wants you to hit the ding ding again. All right.
And on, so remember, on that everybody, note, always Arsenal.